Welcome to the final day of our LifePoint Drivecast in week one. I hope you've enjoyed from hearing the perspectives from each one of our campus pastors about Sweet Home Alabama as we started this Now Playing series this past weekend. As we wrap up this week, one of the things that we talked about at Lewis Center is that nothing will satisfy your soul under heaven. Those words come from the wisest man in history, from Solomon. Solomon gives us the example that he had over 1,000 opportunities at love. He had 300 prostitutes, 700 wives. So he had tried it all. He had tried to satisfy his heart with love. And so one of the things that we focused on as we wrapped up this past Sunday was to not make love an idol. Your soul is going to reach out to something. You're going to worship something. You're a five-star worshiper. You're great at it. The only question is, what will you worship? And in our culture, we have this tendency to put romantic love and the feelings of chemistry and attraction. We have the tendency to put those things on a pedestal, but we were reminded that God put love on a cross. That God defines love this way, that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things. It hopes all things and endures all things. Love never ends. The fact that God has loved you so beautifully through the cross is a reminder to all of us of the gospel truth that we are all absolutely, undeniably flawed. We've all committed sins. We've all done things that we regret. We all carry shame. And at the same time, God's perfect love given to us through Jesus, through his brutal death on the cross, it defines us. And while we have things in our past that we're not proud of, God gives us the blessing of being able to have a beautiful new future. So as you approach Friday, as you approach your last day of the week, I would encourage you right now just to take a minute and pray and say, God, I'm putting my life in your hands today. God, I want my life to be defined by your love, not the love of any other person or any other thing. I want you to be in charge today. Listen, thanks for listening to the Drivecast this week. We hope it's made a difference in you as you approach your day, as you approach your relationship with God. And we hope that come next Monday, you'll grab your device, whatever that is. You'll open it up and you'll begin to listen with us again. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And we hope to see you on Sunday.